Cruise Lines International Association, or CLIA, sued the city and borough of Juneau for improperly spending municipal cruise passenger tax funds. The city had used the funds for projects that support passengers' onshore experience, such as sidewalks and public bathrooms. In December, Judge H. Russell Holland ruled that the city could only spend those funds on projects that directly supported the ships. The decision doesn't just affect Juneau. Ketchikan has similar municipal cruise ship fees and has pledged $100,000 to support Juneau's appeal of the decision. Unlike Juneau and Ketchikan, Skagway does not levy a municipal head tax on ships visiting the port. However, Vice Mayor Tim Cochran said the municipality could implement similar fees in the future. There's no proposal at the moment, but Cochran says the city needs more revenue. Assemblyman Dave Brenna added that the lawsuit could affect the state's Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax, or CPV, which funds infrastructure projects in Skagway.
And I think it is, entirely possible that CLIA could extend their suit or have a new suit that would go after our funds that come from the state.
On Thursday, the Skagway Borough Assembly voted to pledge $100,000 in support of Juneau's appeal of the decision. While most Assembly members believed Skagway should support Juneau's appeal, Assemblyman Orion Hansen was opposed. He said Juneau could have avoided the lawsuit altogether and felt that Skagway was getting dragged into the issue.
We're kind of now being strung along, and Pandora's box has been opened up, this whole interpretation about how taxes are enforced, and we don't enforce these taxes or have these taxes. We have CPV taxes only. And the ruling does not jeopardize CPV taxes. We might be, seen as being insolent here. I don't know that I support, putting $100,000 towards an ongoing, indefinite lawsuit.
The resolution to pledge $100,000 in support of Juneau's appeal passed in a 5-1 vote. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.